Brass Tacks, the Thursday edition, 434-1790 is our call number. 266-4862 to send us a WhatsApp message. Or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. John Stout is our technical operator producer. I'm Dennis Johnson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir.
Pleasant day to you.
And to you too, sir.
All right. I was hauled in a long while ago because the three things that you spoke about that I am involved, not just because it's me, but it's because of the service provided. I don't know if you remember yesterday when you were supporting Corey, that the chief executive of the hospital said that they have the system in place of delivering medicine.
Correct.
Right. So I want to explain to you that having been a beneficiary of that, I would probably say almost 5-6 months ago, being a patient, my medicine came to me delivery. And I was like, what are you doing with my medicine, your lady? Because you know you don't play with medicine.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me that she is delivering medicine for the hospital. I then looked into the back seat of the car, and I saw several packages of medicine, and then she handed me mine, and I signed for it.
Right.
So inquisitive me asked, she said, well, the hospital has been delivering medicine now for a long time, and this company that I work with is a company who does the delivering.
Mm-hmm.
So I presumably asked, how would you know that this is it? She said, what to do? Is that because of your hospital number, not your ID?
Your patient number, if you want to call it that. Well, yeah.
Right, because your ID number is already in print in the computer.
In the system, yeah.
In the system. So she said, what if your medicine is you? What they will do is that they will go into the system,
mm-hmm.
they will relate your hospital number and the medication due for you,
mm-hmm.
and they'll prepare and deliver. So I got my medication delivered, and this was a young lady driving a car, L car. So
you paid for it?
No.
Okay. Well, I got a message saying that it used to be free, but now there's a charge with the post office and with another service that they offer. So I was just checking to find out if yours was free or if there was a charge, because I'm getting two different, information on this.
All I did was sign for it.
Mm-hmm.
And pleasantries between the young lady and myself.
Yourself, your little chit-chat charmer. Yeah.
And only this week, another young lady who has her own transportation,
mm-hmm.
she called and asked me if that service is provided at the polyclinic.
Mm-hmm.
Before we black. Well, I said to her, I don't think so, but what I would advise you to do is go through the system and find out who you would have to talk to, in order that if it does exist, you may fall in line for that type of service provided. So yes, to the person that called you, the hospital that delivers the medication. based on
their records.
Hospital card.
Mm-hmm.
Another point I want to raise with you is that being a Black Rock man like you, being a Paradise man like you, you forget the two groins on the eastern side.
No, I ain't forget it at all. I know exactly where it is.
Because those two groins were the markers.
Yeah.
Because there was none on the western side.
Nope.
But those two groins were the markers who tell us we're not about to trespass on the wall.
On the wall. You know, I tell you what was interesting as you mentioned the groins, right? Bat's Rock.
Yes, sir.
Bat's Rock was a challenge for Paradise. The management of Paradise used to complain that people of ill repute would go through Bat's Rock and, to quote one of the managers, invade the property. Now, I found that a curious statement because one, he was assuming that that's the only place people of ill repute used to enter, and two, I don't know how he has known people of ill repute from watching them walking down the beach. But anyhow, and he was complaining about how thick the bushes are there and all sorts of things. And we sat down one day at a meeting, and in discussion, we said to him, look, if it's a problem to us, why we don't try and fix it? So, we took the initiative to send some of our guys who worked with the people used to take care of the grounds and plant the all the nice foliage and thing to clean up a part of the area, and actually started putting on benches, you know, so people could sit down there and picnic without, according to Jeremiah, invading his beach.
So you were able to walk
from Batroc to the property without invading the beach. Engaging people at a certain level. Building walls don't stop nobody, because taxis used to come up and drop all the people coming off the boats, because that was the closest beach. They didn't used to use Brandon's much then. They used to use Paradise Beach.
That's why I came from, so Brandon was my Brandon, all along Freshwater, all along Wilton.
Right, right up to Pile Bay and into Paradise, right?
Took me to the grind.
That used to be covered from time to time by the sea and the sand, Mark. You know that too, man.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I want to discuss the Treasure Beach situation, because I did receive, a message from the person, and I would openly say that the person did breach at one point. Because Treasure Beach has built, enclosed some of their access to an area where the guests can sit it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the young lady was up and down outside of that access. I can open instead. I heard her saying, you all should be in your room, you all should be in your room, you all should not be there. That is what I heard her telling. There were about six gentlemen that she photographed on the outside. Now, when I got this thing, I said to her, well, you know, you can't, to her friend, she can't challenge the people because they're on her hotel's property.
Mm-hmm.
If they were on the water mark, then...
If they were outside in the water.
In the water?
Let me say outside in the water, because this water mark thing, become an issue.
There is a fold. As long as you are within that fold, mm-hmm. 7 or 5 meters away, then chances are that you escape. But the position, I believe, that the owners of Treasure Beach call to ask her to desist, and she asked the question that was told, that she was on the property of Treasure Beach, and that the water mark is what is really and truly her escape. Then when she started to ask the police, a gentle fella, show me your watermark, show me your waterline, show me your waterline. Unfortunately, the police did what he was supposed to do, whether she was in the waterline or not. Keep walking. Right? And I know that when I remind you of that keep walking on Broad Street, I would not call the person's name, but I remember that morning when the police, who was a regular friend of all of us who were standing there, and he just walked to us.
I didn't know it was you. You are now confessing it was you? Okay.
I was involved when he walked away. The police used to line with us.
I know that, sir. I'm glad you support this story, because as I said, if I didn't know what was happening, I would expect to see you led off in handcuffs. But
No. You see, we assembled outside of Keir Shepherd Door.
I know.
The very policeman was part of that, what they call a diamond group.
Assemblage. Yes. That place of assembly.
When he said, fellas, you got to keep walking. One man in the crowd who seems to be already the person to challenge.
Mm-hmm. Walk from door to door.
So when I heard you,
Man, sir, listen, I thought it was amusing. Listen, there's some things, right, that I hold on to. I started the program by saying memories don't leave like people do. I don't know why I hold it. It just stays there, and there are times that it just pops up. Because, you know, there are people who say you should just shuffle your feet, but there are people who walk from side to side. I just remember that incident. I can't tell you all who was there, but I remember that incident. It is just stuck in my mind. And then I found out that the police officer was actually, as you say, a member of the assembly from time to time.
He made a joke over after.
Yes, he did.
He made a joke after. He said, I can keep you walking all the way down Broad Street.
You know, it is good when these interactions come to light, because There are times when sometimes we rough up our friends because they're our friends and we feel they should know better. There are times when we rough up people because we don't like them and you're always picking on them. So, you know, it is good when these stories come to light. I want to share this with you too about markers on the beach, because I noticed again in the newspaper some time ago, there was this story that said the NCC, I think, were putting down buoys and markers in the water for pleasure craft to be able to come in that area, and swimmers must not go in there. At Paradise Beach Hotel, when I worked there, I can't remember how many thousands of dollars we spent now. Perhaps those who work in accounts who are still around would help me with the figure. But we had a swim area that was fairly large and marked off so that people could swim and snorkel without craft of any kind, speedboat.
Complete your story, sir.
Yes,
when
sir. But every once in a while, you used to get cut up and found floating somewhere down by the Deepwater Harbor. We never knew how.
Did it happen with the person who was supposed to
come for
Paradise? And sometimes the fellas felt that it was an inconvenience.
Correct.
And they put the fish knife on it.
Oh, that's what it was. Well, I thank you for telling me. I didn't know what it was. It mysteriously found its way down to the harbor during the course of the night. I didn't roam the beach at night, so I did not know. But the question, though, about utilizing hotel property and public property and beach is an issue that Barbados has to find a way that is acceptable to all that we find. Now, I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Eh? When certain ships came into the harbor, the guests would flock Paradise Beach. And while the guests at Paradise may be old and would not have, you know, felt too much of a way about the older people, they did not like the ones who came off a particular ship because they were the young crowd, the spring break crowd, and they, you know, well, we liked them because they used to be bathing topless and all kind of thing. But it used to shock the old people. So I'm not going to call the name of the boat. But anyhow, it used to come in on Thursdays. Whenever that ship came in, the manager used to come to all of us and say, we got to be careful. We got these people on the beach. They're going to come and overrun the public facilities. They're going to go and wash their hair in the sink. They're going to dry their hair under the hand dryers. They're going to take up our towels and carry them back to the ship with them because there's teeth, everything. And he got paranoid whenever that ship was in the harbor. Now, these were people of the same complexion as guests.
A direct link, and I think almost the same ownership.
Correct. You know, but there was this antagonism about a certain type of person on the beach or a certain ship. And we can't tell a visitor to Barbados because they're in a bikini top or because, you know, they look a certain complexion. And we got to find out how we deal with it because it's still causing a lot of tension.
Mr. Johnson, there's a situation that I want your advice on. It does not involve your company, but it involves a very important aspect of Barbados. Now, I watched the news last night, the night before, and the news dealt with the return of funds to the promoters of Barbados. Somewhere along the line, I've realized that the entertainers of Barbados and the promoters seem to be of the same organization. But what I'm concerned about, and I'm very offended by it, they have set up what can consider to be a logo. And the emblem, the broken emblem, forms part of the EAB. Which goes to entertainers of Entertainers Association Barbados, and you can see there is an uncomfortable position as far as the broken trade is concerned. Uncomfortable that is forced into this exercise. I am appealing to those persons who are involved in the entertainment industry of Barbados and those promoters that they must respect Barbados at some level. They must understand fully that they are part of Barbados industry. And if you can't spend time to develop your own Promoters Association of Barbados or Entertainers Association, then do not do it. And I know that I can get your blessing on this. If you see it, you will be very, very offended.
I'll go and look at it. There are protocols involved with the use of symbols, emblems, coats of arms, people's logos. Even sometimes people object to you using a photograph of their house. I mean, the Rock at Bathsheba is well known. Yes, I don't think anybody would make noise if you have a picture of the Rock at Bathsheba. Everybody and their brother has one on postcards all over the place. But there are certain things that you have to treat in a certain way. And if you need guidance on it, I think there are agencies that can guide you.
You have to ask permission.
Yeah, you have to have permission, one way or the other. Written or otherwise, you must have it because you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. These days in particular, people are very touchy about intellectual property and the use thereof. So entertainment in particular, that's your bread and butter. So you got to be careful with it.
Yeah? I am closing with this, sir. Mm-hmm. That part of your early life at Blackwell, I was also involved with some of the hard work you have to do on the beach side.
Sir,
to you too, sir. All right, you have a nice one.
You too, my friend. Take care. Good hearing you.
I want you to look at that logo.
I'm going to check it as soon as we take a break for the news, sir. Yes, I will. Promise you that. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. All right. Trying to squeeze one in before a news break. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
There's an ad on your radio that I think is a bit misleading. It's mm-hmm. coming from the Revenue Authority, mm-hmm. where they're telling people that if it's a private vehicle, the insurance company will notify them and they will send
mail
out
it to you
mm-hmm. for the number plate.
The sticker, yeah.
But also the commercial vehicle, you have to go back to the Revenue Authority to get the sticker for the commercial vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wasted about an hour and a half in line at the Revenue Authority this morning at Oystein's. And when I got to the cashier and I told her about the sticker for the commercial vehicle, she's telling me, no, we don't give these stickers here. And she don't know anything about that. So I want to find out what's really happening. Wasting a lot of time, and then nobody knows what's happening.
You went to the BRA office, or you went to the licensing authority?
The BRA office.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I just checking to see which one, because sometimes they're on the same property, but they don't speak to each other. Sorry, I shouldn't put it that way.
Yeah, but they can't waste people's time. So I mean, all commercial vehicles.
You have to go and get the sticker. That has been in the public domain for at least the last 6 months or more, as far as I recall. I've heard it over and over. Yep.
But how come that the workers don't know anything about it, the cashiers or anything?
I really don't know. I don't know. That is the truth, sir. I have no idea. I have a private vehicle, and I haven't had a sticker since July. Somebody tell me don't feel special. They haven't had one since March or May. So I don't know. I really don't know what's the system. They said they were backlogged, that there were a lot to process. But why someone who's in the system doesn't know, I don't know. If you send out a message, at least you should also circulate the message among your internal staff, because they got to deal with the public. And I don't agree with having a man waste half a day or half an hour to do something that you can't do or get told that I don't know what you're talking about. That's not an adequate answer at all.
Well, I remember when the previous minister for the transport, for the works and so forth,
mm-hmm.
he said you can put the insurance certificate and all the other information in your glove box.
Police say so too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my drivers had a vehicle and the police stopped him. Where is the sticker? For the tag for the disc.
Uh-huh.
For the windshield.
Right. He didn't have that either.
He didn't have that. It was in his glove box.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that you have to put it on the windshield. So it means that this thing isn't spelled out broadly to people, and you know, some people just don't know
what they're supposed to do.
Right thing.
Sir, I know the lawmen say ignorance of the law is not an excuse, but if you send out incorrect information, I think you're responsible for the ignorance resulting therefrom. I may be wrong. I may be proved wrong in a court of law too. But I just think that if you send out information and the public follows it, then they're really not being ignorant. It's just that they're following the wrong instructions. But I would like to find out what is happening with the issue you raised, whether or not the stickers are available for commercial vehicles and that everybody has the correct information on where to get them. If you have to go to a specific location, then say so. Thank you, sir. The Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, 4341790 is our call number. You can send a WhatsApp message to 2664862 or an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. John Stout, our technical operator producer, and Dennis Johnson, your host. There's a quote attributed to Confucius that says, "If language is not correct, then what is said is not what is meant. And if what is said is not what is meant, then what must be done remains undone. If this remains undone, morals and art will deteriorate. If justice goes astray, the people will stand about in helpless confusion." Quoting Confucius because there have been emails, WhatsApp messages that I've been catching up on during the break because I lost contact with the WhatsApp here where I am in this studio. So I was trying to catch up on it during the news break. I saw somebody asking about the closure of the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited. They said they receive their pay through that organization, and now that it's closed, they'd like to know how they would receive their pay. Now, the notice I saw said that there were some branches of the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union closed. Do not think that all their branches are closed. Again, I speak under correction. And that's one of the reasons why I usually try to ask persons who send messages to repeat them so that persons who don't hear the whole message at first or who then call the station and say, "This morning at 9 o'clock, we heard a message, but I'm sitting here at 12:48 and I don't know what was said at 9 o'clock this morning, and there's nothing for me to check." I'm sure our producer would get a call saying, "That number that was left for the hospital yesterday, could you tell me what it is?" And if there is no message passed on to today's producer, because he was not yesterday's producer, he would not know. Or a telephone operator outside would not know either. So the plea is for persons who, agencies, organizations, especially during these times, if you're updating the public, please do so regularly with messages that they hear and understand in its totality, so that they don't hear the first part which says, you know, the credit union is closed, and they don't hear which branches or for how long, because they call and then ask what they're supposed to do. And we can't reach anybody, and they feel that we've let them down too, because we can't give them the information they require. The other thing is, the technical terms are sometimes used in government releases. There is apparently a term called community spread that is used when the level of infection has reached a certain level. But anybody listening to it without that type of technical background or knowledge of it would take someone in the community who can spread to be the same thing as community spread. So if the message says there is no community spread, and somebody calls and says, "But I know a man next door who have it, so it's spreading in the community," then you have that clash of terminology. I hear isolation and quarantine being mixed up regularly. So again, the plea is when messages are put out, please try to make it as simple as possible so that there is no misunderstanding among the populace. We hear at different levels and we react to different things.